What's going on, Anchor? I know it's been a while. I'm sorry. I really don't have an excuse, to be honest with you. It's been a while. I've been kind of in my mind. I've been moving a lot right now, just as a leader and delegating and trying to just get things very organized. I'm in a very unique position right now. It's a lot of things coming right now. It's a lot of change that's happening right now, but I'm very confident that all of the change is for the better. And even though I don't know what's going to happen with it or where it's ultimately going to take me, I do feel confident in the fact that I am moving in the right direction. And this is just so many exciting things going on right now. And just as a leader, I'm kind of taking the time to kind of try to step back from it sometimes and analyze everything that's going on and see how best I can just kind of keep everything organized. But man, that's a lot easier said than done. Like, it's crazy. Like, but just give y'all a little update. Like, right now, one of the biggest things that's going on is the infiltration of my day job into my, like, passion job, if you will. So usually, you know, when I'm, for those of you who don't know, on my day job, I'm an engineer that works for an engineering firm in Baltimore, Maryland. So usually I'm kind of in town and I can go home, and once I get off of work at 4 o'clock, I can boom, put on my CEO hat and just start knocking stuff out. However, with this new job, well, kind of the project that I'm working on right now, I have to be out of town every week. So it makes it a lot harder for me to get a lot of that extra things done because I'm not in town. So even though, like, I may be off still at 4:30 or maybe even earlier than 4 sometimes, like, I'm still stuck because, like, I'm in Long Island, New York right now, and I can't do any of the physical in-person things that just need to get done as a CEO and to continue building my team, to continue training the people around me, to continue knocking out client work. So it's truly, truly forced me to dig in deeper within building trust within my team, within training my team, and strategizing and planning out things like way ahead of where we were, like the kind of the time length that it will take us to get like those type of things done. So yeah, it's stressful, but it's a great thing. I think it's gonna lead to really great things. It's making me work a lot faster in the delegation game of finding better shooters, finding good editors, finding good management when it comes to coordinating things. Shout out to Million, executive coordinator of UXU. I don't know what I would do without her right now, bro, because she holds it down. So, yeah, a lot of good things coming. I'm gonna try to get on this Anchor thing more. If you miss me, give me a little shout out, son. You know what I'm saying? Give me a little like, a little comment. Nothing. It could be small, but if you miss me, you're glad to hear me. Just give me a little shout out. Definitely going to try to be on this more. Try to be just once a day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get on this Anchor once a day. So I want to let y'all know I ain't forgot about y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening to the Self-Awareness Project. It's really something that was personal for me, but if you're getting something out of it too, I'm really glad. And I hope y'all keep listening. Hope y'all keep fucking with me. And y'all have a good one.